6. Phys Ed.
When we think of the martial arts, most of us picture spectacular fights like the flying kicks, spinning punches, and fantastic flips we see in Jackie Chan movies. Actually, people who practice martial arts use their physical skills to make their minds and spirits stronger. This is especially true with a type of martial art called karate, yes?
How do you spell that?
K-A-R-A-T-E. People who practice karate are called karatekas, K-A-R-A-T-E-K-A-S. For karatekas, karate is much more than a style of self-defense. It is the best way to strengthen their minds and spirits. Karatekas say that the fighting principles they learn in karate help them in all areas of life. The first principle karatekas must learn is to concentrate on their own movements and not think about other things. This teaches them to concentrate better on their studies or jobs. Second, they must be alert and be ready to react to a punch or kick from their opponent. This helps them be alert and react to difficult problems in life. Third, they need to focus their strongest points on their opponent's weakest points. This helps them work and focus harder on important things. Fourth, karatekas learn to make their bodies physically strong. They are ready to defend themselves and throw punches without thinking. This, in turn, makes their minds and spirits stronger. Their bodies know right away how to deal with new problems and challenges in everyday life.
Number 1. The professor mentions 4 fighting principles of karate. Summarize the information by putting the principles in the correct order. Number 2. What is a karateka? Number 3. What is the speaker's main point? Listen again to part of the conversation and answer the question.
Fourth, karatekas learn to make their bodies physically strong. They are ready to defend themselves and throw punches without thinking. This, in turn, makes their minds and spirits stronger.
Number 4. What does the professor mean when he says this?
This, in turn, makes their minds and spirits stronger.